I'm recording all of this because turns out literally every single one of my podcasts has been having this in and out sound for the last who knows how long, making my sound quality worse with Adobe Audition than Anchor FM. Why is it like this? Why? So anyway, the gay senator. This is gonna be fun. Okay, it's 2007. You live in Idaho, and you really love your senator, Mr. Larry Craig. You know, he's a good man. He serves our place well, whatever he was in Idaho, whatever, I don't know. Well, June 11th, 2007, you're sitting down, and just by coincidence, the person right next to you in the stall is Larry Craig. And you'd think, my gosh, I'm on a trip to New York City, and I have to take a layover at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. I'm just trying to use the bathroom, you know, get a few snacks, and I'll hop on the plane and get to Manhattan and Brooklyn and Queens and the New York Yankees games. I'll see the Mets. You sit down, and then let's get to what the police said. Craig is tapping his right foot. He wants to bang you. What? Larry Craig? The Honorable? You know, the guy that voted on tons of anti-gay legislation? You know, that guy? How is he like that? What? I wonder how. I just completely wonder what's happening. Turns out Larry Craig is a closeted homosexual and he doesn't want to admit it. There were other people in that bathroom, by the way. He moves his right foot. He touches the side of your left foot. He tries to swipe his hand to the stall divider. The palm of his hand is facing upward. He's trying to climb into your stall, by the way. You resist, but alas, Larry Craig is inside your stall. You can't escape. You have a choice to make. You either jump through the toilet or receive it from your senator, from your home state of Idaho. Before you can think, Larry Craig, I'm not gonna go there, alright? Bit is over. I'm not gonna have an erotica talk about you getting banged by Larry Craig. Alright? I have neighbors. When I record this, I have neighbors. Do you think it's gonna reflect good on my family? If they're gonna hear me being like, Larry Craig touched your ass. No, it won't. It won't. What is wrong with you? If you really want to hear Larry Craig erotica, then go to xvideosorwhatever.com. I don't know. Rule 34? Rule 34 is, if it exists, there's some bad stuff about it. And boy, oh boy, is there going to be some bad stuff about that stuff. So if you're a creep, then I guess that's for you. Whatever. Let's continue. Eventually, he got a reputation around those bathrooms, so you go to a certain bathroom on that airport, and all of a sudden, Larry Craig is doing things. And that's the reputation around. Sorry, sickness. A police officer investigated and caught Larry at the right time. Larry Craig did exactly what I said he was doing, and then the officer showed Craig his police identification. After the officer read Craig his Miranda rights in the interrogation room, Craig handed his business card to the arresting officer. Pro tip, don't do that. If you're being caught for something, don't add more evidence. Your sister wants to eat that salmon bagel. Oh man, I really want to eat that salmon bagel. What the heck, man? Who took my salmon bagel? I did, sis, I did. I guess this still takes place in New York. I don't know. I know, I've just been engaging a lot with new whatever. I want to eat this salmon bagel, but it's gone. Who took the bagel? Pro tip, cover your tracks. Don't have evidence, take away evidence. That is the rule of getting away with things. I'm not telling you to get away with murder, all right? If you murder someone, then turn yourself in and go to jail. If you did some unspeakable things to someone, go to jail and rot there. If it's a minor thing, and that's how you get away with things. You cover up the evidence. Craig stated he had a wide stance when going to the bathroom and his foot may have touched. And his foot may have touched his. Sergeant Karsnia, according to the transcript of the police interrogation, asked that, "Did you do anything with your feet?" Craig replied, "Position them, I don't know. I don't know all the time. I'm a fairly wide guy." Oh boy, Larry, 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 Larry. If you want to come out, then just come out. I mean, yeah, I know it's 2007 and the Lefser is being dropped out all the time. But come on, Larry. You can do it. He returned to the airport on June 22nd to complain, and he wanted information for his lawyer. Eventually, he paid $575. You know, a year earlier, gay rights activist Michael Rogers reported on some uncharacteristic stuff between Craig and some unnamed individuals in Washington, D.C.'s Union Station. Rogers uncovered a news story from 1982 that tied Craig to a bad scandal in the U.S. Congress. Apparently, the people that were alleging that he was doing some bad things. Apparently, they made it all up. So yeah, that's gone with. But now later on in 2007, nobody knew until Michael Rogers uncovered it. And then the story blew up. August 28th, 2007. The Idaho Statesman published a story about three allegations involving Craig's bad stuff. Sorry, that's a made-up issue, but whatever. In the second incident, a man who identified himself as gay told a reporter that Craig did some bad things at the recreational equipment store in Boise in 1994. He followed him around the store for half an hour and then did some bad things. And then later on, he had some contact with a 40-year-old man with close ties to Republican officials. Not romantic ties. According to the man's story, he reported doing some bad things with Craig in 2004. Reporter for the Idaho Statesman interviewed him on August 28th, 2007, regarding the allegations above about his conduct. And in response to the reporter's questions, Craig said, "I'm not gay, and I don't cruise, and I don't hit on men. I don't go anywhere hitting on men. And by God, if I did, I wouldn't do it in Boise, Idaho. Jiminy crickets, I like me." I made that up. I made the last part up. He said everything before crickets. On an August 28th press conference, he said, "I'm not gay, I've never been gay. In June, I overreacted, made a poor decision. I chose to plead guilty to a lesser charge in hopes of making it go away. Please let me apologize to my family, friends, and staff and fellow Idahoans for the cloud placed over Idaho. I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport. I did nothing wrong, and I regret the decision to plead guilty and the sadness that this decision has brought on my wife, on my family, friends, staff, and fellow Idahoans." Craig's arrest provoked a small flurry of attention to that scandal. Yeah, I'm reading this off of Wikipedia. "Oh, really? How could you know? How could I couldn't tell he was reading this off of an article." I never say a small flurry of attention. I was caught red-handed. Whatever. So then, He tried to withdraw the plea, and it didn't work. Mitch McConnell and Trent Lott, some GOP leaders. Mitch McConnell, the turtle, you gotta hate the turtle. I was gonna say love the turtle, but who the heck loves Mitch McConnell? If you like Mitch McConnell, then there's something wrong with you. Heck, I'm even talking to some Republicans here. Do even Republicans like Mitch McConnell? The only person that Republicans hate more than Mitch McConnell in their own party is Ted Cruz. Let's stop getting political, and let's get political. Get it? Get it? In December 2007, 8 gay men came forward to the Idaho Statesman newspaper, alleging either some bad encounters with Craig, or some attempts by Craig. And 4 of them gave the newspaper, look, I haven't read all this stuff, right? I'm not looking at those quote-unquote graphic recorded details, because that does not sound good. IdahoStatesman.com, come on. Cortana, go to IdahoStatesman.com. Yes! Anyway. As you can guess, in popular culture, it really got funny. You know, there are so many jokes, so many good jokes about Larry Craig. In fact, let me play some for you right now.
This is from Chris Matthews' show, I think, in 1999. Now, Chris Matthews, they were talking about the impeachment of Clinton. Look at what Larry Craig says, and then look at the look on Chris Matthews' face when he gets done talking.
The Senate certainly can bring about a censure resolution, and it's a slap on the wrist. It's a bad boy, Bill Clinton. You're a naughty boy. The American people already know that Bill Clinton is a bad boy, a naughty boy. I'm going to speak out for the citizens of my state who, in the majority, think that Bill Clinton is probably even a nasty, bad, naughty boy.
You got that one on Chris?
He's got everything but the Charles Nelson Reilly ascot over there. You naughty, bad boy.
Yeah. Bill Clinton is really a nasty, naughty boy. Oh, no, you're not talking about like that. I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I'm not! Anyway, let's go through the highlights. Both the 2009 documentary Outrage and Newsweek's June 7th, 2010 issue's backstory listed Craig as one of several prominent conservative politicians who had a record of anti-gay legislation that was later caught in a sex scandal. Thanks a lot, Newsweek. That was a very famous stall. In fact, there were some good references from Law & Order, Boston Legal, the CD from Robert London, M. Spaff Sumption, called Paul Ticked Off, the TV series According to Jim, Spamalot, and Deadpool 2. The Knights peeled off their armor in Spamalot to reveal Google, come on, give me Spamalot. I need to know about the great movie Spamalot. Dang it. Anyway, this has been a regrettable episode to make, but hey, you wanted this. You effing wanted this. You guys all wanted this. All of you did. You are being nasty boys. Nasty, naughty boys. Nasty, naughty, bad, bad boys. Nasty, naughty, horrible, nasty, naughty, creamy daddy, nasty, naughty, naughty boy.